Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's totally awkward random.
Kia ora, e te whanau, and welcome back to your favourite news wrap-up, even when the news feels like it's just incredibly, incredibly shit, like it does today. As always, you're joined with me, Luce, and with Squish, who is in America, of all places, right now. Squish, how is it over there since the huge news about Roe v. Wade being overturned, Dale?
Well, I've been pretty off the grid for a lot of my time here, but I've just gotten back down into the cities, and like every time I turn the TV on, there's something about Roe v. Wade, and yeah, I know the vibe just seems a little off.
Yeah, I mean, naturally there's been a vibe shift, a vibe shift about 50 years back in time. But we are going to get into exactly what the fuck happened. Like, this is potentially one of the biggest stories we will, like, ever cover on the shit show. I mean, one of. There's a lot of crises that are unfortunately happening in this here world. But Squish, one positive thing for this week is that we're hopefully not going to have any technical difficulties like we do every other week.
Yes, I'm not holding out much hope because it seems like every other week you've got a technical difficulty, one thing or another. I've got my fingers crossed.
I know. I've busted out a new Blue Yeti, a new Old Faithful mic. So hopefully, I'm really hoping that I have no robot voice, no error syncing audio files, no weird alert things popping up because, fuck, honestly, everyone, it's the worst thing ever when you record something and then you don't realize that it stopped recording and it's fucked up and you have to go back and like re-record everything you've just said or a whole episode. One time I had to re-record a whole episode just using Nick's track and I probably was such a good actor that you didn't even realize, but I had to just listen to what he was saying on a recorded track and laugh and like respond back to his track and it sucked. But anyway,
just a wee peek behind the curtain for you all.
Just a peek behind the curtain. I feel like every week we let the listeners into just more and more about how ripshit and bust this whole operation is.
Yeah, just how shit this whole operation actually is.
Oh, look, we get the job done, Dale, and I do have a question for you. You won't be expecting it because I never ask it, but what is the weirdest thing you saw on the internet this week?
Oh my God, Luce, I'm so unprepared.
Wait till we get to comment of the week.
Yeah, don't ask. my weirdest thing, and it's not really that weird really, but I don't know, it's like I don't know how to describe it other than it's a set of Galaxy earbuds with Starbucks branding that looks like a cup of coffee.
Okay, well, that was actually a pretty good way of describing it.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
What are Galaxy earbuds?
It's a collaboration between Samsung and Starbucks, only available in South Korea, so you won't be able to get your hands on them. They do look kind of cool, but that's exactly what it is. It's a set of Galaxy Buds, is that what they're called? And it looks like a cup of, the case looks like a cup of Starbucks coffee with a nice little latte out on top and the wee Starbucks lady on the front and a little mug handle. So, yeah, I don't know. It's not that weird, but I saw it and I was like, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, and it's kind of good because both of our weirdest things, I think, are image-based, so you can put them over on the Shit Show Instagram so people can actually go and see them. Because my weirdest thing is something that Nick just sent me literally right before we got on mic, and it is a DALL-E 2 generation of a kiwi that is both a bird and a fruit. It's actually so fucking weird. It's like a fuzzy little kiwi fruit with like the kiwi bird's head on it. Anyway, again, Nick will put this over on the Shit Show. Also, you should go and listen to our episode of Culture Vulture on DALL-E 2 and why it is catastrophic for creators. It's a really good episode. So just a wee culture vulture plug there. And Nick, before we get into the big news story of the day, I do just have to say a massive thank you to everyone that has supported our campaign with Kids Can. At the moment, we're feeding over 350 kids breakfast and morning tea for a whole week, and that is just because that is just from the Shit You Should Care About community. I mean, that whole campaign, the whole appeal has raised way more money than that, but we're still going. So we're going to put the link in the show notes for you to please. It's a $15 donation. It helps to feed a child for a whole week. Last week's episode, we talked about the cost of living crisis in Aotearoa, and we talked about kids are the most affected by the cost of living crisis, even though they have no say over it. So please, please, please come to the link in our show notes and make a donation if you can. It's amazing to see how much everyone's sort of coming through for these kids, and we just want to make the most impact as we can. So thank you, and please. Anyway, Nick, first story, biggest story. I think I'm actually starting off, so I don't know why I'm trying to lead into it, but Roe v. Wade, aka the decision that made abortion legal in America, has been overturned, which means abortion is no longer a constitutional right in America. So I'm sure a lot of you have already heard about this, but I'm just going to give a brief rundown about what this actually means. So on the 24th of June, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, which eliminates the constitutional right to abortion after almost 50 years in the States. Now, Nick and I actually did a podcast episode a few weeks back in May when a draft decision was leaked, which said that Roe v. Wade was going to be overturned in the States. Again, there was a little bit of hope that that was just a draft, like it hadn't been decided on yet. However, it has been decided on now, and essentially the decision that they came to is very, very similar to the draft that we spoke about in May. So you can go back and listen to the episode Abortion Rights, More Like Abortion Wrongs, because we go into what that decision sort of said. But essentially, Justice Samuel Alito, he wrote the draft opinion, and in the ruling, he said things like, "The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision." And because according to him, if a right isn't explicitly mentioned in the Constitution, it has to be really deeply rooted in the nation's history. And apparently abortion and the right to abortion is not rooted in America's history. Therefore, it's been yeeted out.
Have you seen some of the commentary online alluding that this could be like, this could set a precedent that a lot of other recent Supreme Court decisions could be revoked as well, like gay marriage or a lot of race-based...
A lot of the race-based decisions and a lot of the queer decisions that have been made. I have seen that commentary. I have, and I don't know how much to believe of what I'm about to say, but I've also seen that in this Supreme Court decision, they've said that this is pertaining only to abortion, that this decision... in theory, shouldn't be able to go on and have a flow-on effect to some of these other decisions. Whether that's true or not, Nick, I don't know. They could, they could find a way. They seem to, as we've just seen, be able to find a way if they want to. But I think that brings up a really good point, because we're talking about the Supreme Court a lot and the decisions that they make. And I've had a lot of people asking me, why can't Joe Biden do anything about this? Like, I thought Joe Biden was the president and he's for abortion, so why are we still seeing the right to abortion being taken away? And that's a really good question, because you're right, everyone asking. Joe Biden is the president. It does feel like, if you don't know much about American politics or the American system, it feels like Joe Biden should be able to have almost a final say or something. That's actually not the case. So there's this magical thing called the Supreme Court, and they are basically like the highest power in the States. They have the highest decision-making power. They are over top of the president. They deal with all the big matters, and especially matters to do with the Constitution. Now, on the Supreme Court, there are 9 Supreme Court justices. And the really, really fun thing about these justices is that once you are elected, and you're elected by a president, and I'll get to that in a second, once you're on the Supreme Court, you have a lifetime tenure on there. You serve on that Supreme Court for life, literally unless you step down, which doesn't often happen, you're impeached, or you die. So, like, Nick, you remember when Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away in 2020? She was on the Supreme Court right up until she died. Because sometimes it's dangerous to step down if you have a president like Donald Trump who's waiting to appoint the person that's going to fill in for you. So, if you're a bit confused about what that means, when a Supreme Court justice decides to step down, or they pass away, or they get impeached, it's up to the president at the time to elect or to put in the new Supreme Court justice. And so if it's a Republican president, they're probably going to put in quite a conservative justice. If it's a Democratic president, they might put in a more liberal justice. And Nick, when Donald Trump was president, he got to replace 3 out of the 9 justices, which is ridiculous.
It's crazy that Donald Trump's, like, 4 years in office really gets to, like, influence the next, I don't know, it could be 20 years of political decisions in the United States. Like, who knows how long these justices will decide to stay on for. It's, exactly, like, a pretty big, it's, like, bigger than all the decisions that Donald Trump made in his presidency, really. Like, this, yes, will affect everyone for years and years and years to come.
Because you can't vote people out of the Supreme Court, right? You can't.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we get no say, essentially. And so,
well, we don't get any say anyway.
Even though we're having our fucking say right now, it won't stop us. So, yes, you can probably imagine that when it came to Donald Trump appointing his Supreme Court justices, he went, and he's actually said this, that he appointed people that he knew would go on to try and roll back the decision of Roe v. Wade. They were extremely pro-life, extremely anti-Roe v. Wade, and it made a really, really unbalanced Supreme Court. So you've got essentially 6 conservatives on the Supreme Court and 3 liberals, which means that every decision that may seem like more of a liberal decision is just very unlikely to come out on top to get the votes that we need. And so that is why Joe Biden is tweeting things like about how, you know, this should never have happened and blah, blah, blah. And that's why, like, he actually couldn't really do anything about this decision, which I get is confusing if you don't know about the Supreme Court, right?
Yeah.
So, again, we spoke about this last time, Nick, about how it doesn't mean that in every single state abortions are illegal, and I know you're going to talk about this in a few minutes. It just means that it's up to every state to decide whether it's legal or illegal, which means that in about half of the states in America, we're about to see, like, basically, abortion bans, and they can set their own rules and parameters for these bans. So some of them might have exceptions for rape or incest. Some of them, you don't even have to have that exception. Like, it's fully up to the lawmakers in these states, which is honestly ridiculous. Can you travel across state lines to get an abortion is another question that we're getting a lot. And yes, you can, because it's a constitutional right to be able to travel across state lines. However, what we always need to come back to is it's a huge cost to have to travel across state lines. Like, you have to take time off work, you have to find travel accommodation, you have to actually be able to get into a clinic that's probably going to be at or over capacity now in the quote unquote free states, which is fucked up that in America there will now be free states and states that you're not allowed to get an abortion in. And so naturally, Nick, again, this affects people like the Black and the Latino communities who are often already worse off when it comes to America. And it just means that, like, only, again, privileged people are going to be able to get an abortion when it just shouldn't fucking be about that. So yes, you can go across the states to get an abortion, but it's just not that simple when you think about all the logistics and the costs. I know there are some companies, actually quite a lot of companies coming out now, that will help you travel across states to get an abortion, things like that. They'll help you with accommodation, they'll help you with the cost. But again, like, you shouldn't have to tell your boss that you're going to get an abortion. You know, if you want to access these benefits, like, it's just, there's nuances to everything, eh?
Exactly. Like, so people can travel across state lines, but as you said, it's just not that easy. And it comes down to the people that really need them the most.
Yeah.
It baffles me. Like, every step of the way, it's just like, okay, well, it's
exactly.
Shit again. Like, it's shit or it's shit.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And so one of my flatmates, he hadn't been following any of this abortion stuff over in the States. And, I mean, we live in Aotearoa. It is quite removed from us. But when something as big as this happens, you know, you should get educated because it does affect all of us. And he was really good. He really wanted to learn about it. And so we had some great conversations. And he said, so one of the things he said was, so even if, like, their whole family decides, you know, that this person needs an abortion, the partner decides they need an abortion, because you don't need a reason. If you want an abortion, you are entitled to get it. You should be allowed to get it. And he couldn't get through his head, really, that even if everyone in the world, everyone in your state was like, you need an abortion, this person still wouldn't be able to go and get it. And we had to say, no, it's completely not up to any individuals. It's not about whether you want it or not anymore. It's whether the state will allow you. And he was baffled by that. He thought that it was at least still up to the individual a little bit, but nope. It's not. Which is just, it's just so fucked up. It's honestly, oh, I don't even know. So one last sort of thing, or maybe two last things, is if you can't access a clinic, you can actually access abortion pills, which are safe. However, they do have weight limits for how, like, effective they'll be, which is another whole conversation about healthcare and, well, in the world generally. But these abortion pills, only about 1 in 4 women in the States actually know about them, but they are going to be a huge deal when it comes to ensuring that people can get safe abortions, because you can get them by mail. And, I mean, in some states, there will still be some loopholes that you have to jump through. But as far as I know right now, you can't have people going through your mail and checking what's in there. So it's still, there are some amazing services that I've been linking to in the newsletter about abortion pills. And I think that is going to be a silver lining for safe abortions. I mean, it'd be safer if you could go to a fucking clinic and just get one. But abortion pills are something to look into. And then, Nick, did you see Jacinda Ardern, our Prime Minister, made a really good statement, because of course she did, about how she feels about abortions. And, you know, we've decriminalised them here in Aotearoa, albeit far too late, but we still did. But did you also see, Nick, what a member of our National Party said about abortions?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did. And, yeah.
He posted on Facebook, today is a good day. And then, I mean, fucking hell. Like, and then it's been taken down and the National Party leader was like, this doesn't reflect the thoughts of the National Party or whatever. Meanwhile, 64% of the National Party voted against decriminalising it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and you can look all this up as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah, it's no wonder why Nikki Kaye and Amy Adams left.
Oh, fuck yeah. I would just like for us to all keep that in mind here in Aotearoa when we go to vote. You know, some of these really big, I mean, they've said they're not going to roll back access to abortions or whatever, but it's like, kind of beside the point. This is a huge, huge moral thing for a lot of people. And I don't know, just if it's important to you that we're protected when we want to make decisions about our own bodies, maybe keep that in your mind when you vote. But Nick, last thing from me is, do these Supreme Court justices represent how America feels about abortion? No, they do not. Abortion, support for abortion has never been higher in America. More than two-thirds of Americans are in favor of retaining Roe v. Wade, as we've been discussing. And so, I don't know if that's not telling you that the systems are extremely fucked up and it's not working for the people, then I don't even know anymore. Anyway, Nick, I know we've just given everyone a lot of information. That's essentially what happened in the decision. I do want to know from you, like, what have some of the states done, like, either immediately or we're now coming up to in the first week after this decision?
Yeah, so straight off the bat, abortion was made illegal in 5 states as of Monday. Several states activated the so-called trigger laws that immediately banned the procedure following the Supreme Court's decision. A judge in Louisiana, however, has temporarily blocked enforcement of his state's abortion ban. So that's pretty good.
Oh, and Nick, do you want to give the people that haven't listened to our last episode about this a bit of a refresher on what a trigger law actually is?
So these trigger bans or trigger laws, they all work a little bit differently, but essentially what it is as soon as the Roe v. Wade got overturned, some of these laws started to kick into action. So some are activated immediately or as soon as a state official certifies the court's decision, while others will go into effect 30 days after the decision was announced. So over the next month, we will sort of see more bans and restrictions being put in place. It's all of the usual suspects that have jumped at the chance to fuck over anybody who wants an abortion, you know, like your Texases and your Arkansas's. Abortion will remain legal in the remaining 27 states, though the laws in those states aren't really uniform either. So at one end of the spectrum are the likes of Colorado, New Jersey, like Oregon and Delaware. Like, these 4 states have laws codified that protect the right to abortion throughout pregnancy. At the other end is our good friend Florida, where a 15-week ban, which means that you can't get an abortion after 15 weeks, is set to go into effect in July, and court action could undo state protections for abortion there. And also in Indiana, 100 Republican lawmakers have called on the governor to call a special session on abortion as well. Here in California, where I am at the moment, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill that intended to shield abortion providers and volunteers in California from legal decisions in other states that limit reproductive rights. That is part of a package of more than like a dozen laws intended to make California almost like a sanctuary for those seeking abortions. And that includes $20 million in the state budget for helping people who want abortions from other states get abortions in California.
Wow. And you're so right that it is not uniform across, like, that's what's so difficult when it comes to making sense of this decision, is that every single state gets to make whatever decision they want. So it's not just, okay, it's legal here, it's illegal here. It's like, okay, it's illegal here.
It's illegal here for up to 15 weeks, but over the border, it's illegal for good. But if you go a little bit further, it's completely legal. It just makes everything so much more confusing.
It has turned the United States literally into a checkerboard. Like, if you look at the map of, like, the differences in the right to an abortion over there. I listened to an episode, I think it was of The Daily, that was talking about how it's even more complicated in some states because they might have a Democratic leader, but ages ago they might have had this really old law written by a Republican in their legislation, like, I'm talking ages ago, that now that this decision, this Roe v. Wade decision has been made, the Republican legislation is what they are going to have to follow, and these, like, Democratic governors are having to sort of reckon with that and try and change a really old law that they sort of thought would never come back and bite them.
And I've seen a couple of instances where, like, Democratic governors will be like, okay, yeah, that law technically exists, but we're not going to enforce it.
Yeah, okay. And it'll just be, I mean, it's all just so confusing. It'll be something that we are going to be talking about literally forever, I think. They're one of the, four countries that have moved backwards in abortion rights in the last few years. They're just, so fucked up. And speaking of America, which we have been doing a lot of on this podcast, Nick, things don't seem to be looking any better over in the Capitol riots, hearings, testimonies world, do they?
Yeah, look, you could basically call this podcast the What's Fucked Up With America podcast at the moment. But
literally.
Anyway, for the past couple of weeks, there has been a hearing going on in Washington, trying to get to the bottom of what led to the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Until today, it's kind of been a bunch of legal stuff, a few juicy tidbits from witnesses here and there. But as I was writing for today, I really saw some, shit hitting the fan or ketchup hitting the wall for Donald Trump.
Okay, I feel like this is a reference I should know, but I don't. So what do you mean ketchup hit the wall?
Yep. So according to Cassidy Hutchison, who's a 26-year-old former Trump staffer who has been testifying today, she's been lifting the lid on some of the unhinged shit Trump and the boys were doing that day. She's not just any old staffer either. She was close enough with key members of the squad, like Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, Security Official Tony Ornato, and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, by their first names. Mark Meadows, in turn, called her Cass in, her retelling of one of the stories. Yeah. So, obviously,
they're homies.
Yeah, she was in there with the close. With the crew.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ketchup. Ketchup was smeared on the wall and there was broken plates. This was the result of Trump's reaction to his Attorney General, Bill Barr, publicly refuting Trump's claims of fraud in the election. Trump had literally thrown his lunch against the wall. Since ketchup was involved, I can only imagine it was some sort of kiddie meal, maybe Dino Nuggets. Hutchinson also told of a remarkable conversation with Ornato, the security official, in which he described that Trump believed he was going to be allowed to go to the Capitol, and that when he got into the presidential car and was told, no by the Secret Service, that Trump had a very angry response. "I'm the fucking president. Take me to the Capitol now," Trump said, and then tried to reach for the front of the car to grab the wheel, which is, an incredible visual, something's out of the movies. Could you imagine an actor playing Donald Trump leaning over? It's like a comedy movie, leaning over the Secret Service guy to try and steer his car to the Capitol.
It's literally Mr. Bean vibes.
It really is, yeah.
Oh my god, he's such a that's also dangerous.
Wow.
Not that this whole thing wasn't dangerous.
Yeah, this next bit is really dangerous. She also said that she was close enough to Trump at one point to hear him demand that attendees not be screened so that they could fill the crowd, saying, "I don't effing care that they have weapons. They're not here to hurt me." So
he is a selfish piece of shit motherfucker.
Yeah, this is why I had to talk about this today, because to me this is so damning.
So can he get convicted out of the end of these hearings?
I think that's kind of the point, yeah. One of the White House attorneys at the time, this was also in the hearing today, said, "We are going to get, convicted of every crime possible." So,
God. Oh, my God. So if it wasn't bad enough that he essentially got Roe v. Wade overturned by the people he appointed into the Supreme Court, he also literally said people can bring weapons in because they're not there to hurt him, but they can hurt everyone else. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely trying to cause a riot.
Insurrection.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Nick. Well, do you know what I think we should end with?
Oh, what's that, a good news story maybe?
Yeah, I think everyone deserves it. I actually think you and I deserve it as well. So my good news...
Oh, please.
My good news story is quite funny. It's not good news for the horse, but it's good news for a man. So... Man v. Horse. Powie's race won by runner. That's really hard to say. Won by runner Ricky Lightfoot. So
that is a hard sentence.
I know. Okay, so essentially there is a race called Man v. Horse, and apparently it's quite hard. And a trail runner, Ricky Lightfoot, apt name for a runner, is the third person to win the race. Since it started in 1980, usually it is horses that win it. Not only that, Nick, It's been revealed that this runner was awake for 29 hours before the event because he had to fly in from Tenerife. And then this is what he said when he won. The 37-year-old Cumbrian said winning was pretty good, like. And I can only imagine it's like pretty good, like, or something like that. And then he said...
Was that an attempt at an accent?
No, okay, no, Ruby, do not put that in. Pretty good, like. No, don't put that in either. pretty good, like.
Put it in, Ruby.
He said, it's great to win the event and beat the horse. I called... not physically beat.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
I called my partner and said, I beat the horse. And she said, you're joking. And I said, no, I did. She was like, oh, my God. And then he said...
That's the most boring conversation.
And then he said, I've never rode a horse.
Okay, cool. What do you want for dinner?
No, Nick. And then he said, I've never rode a horse in my life. I once rode a donkey at Blackpool Pleasure Beach, though.
Oh, wow.
This guy may be a good runner, but he is not good talent.
Look, he's just finished a race against a horse.
And he's been up for 29 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm actually pissing. So, like, good for him, not good for the horse. Do you have a comment of the week? Because it's fine if you don't.
No, I do. I do.
Okay.
It was on your mundane poll about what do you call these, yo-yos or melting moments? and I'm like, okay, they could be yo-yos or melting moments. You know, growing up, we had them. But my comment is... Hippie Julia commenting, the fuck is that?
I know! And people thinking they were macarons?
Yeah, they are not macarons. They are, oh, they are so
dense.
Yeah, and crumbly. It's like, yeah, it's like the South Island macaron. It's like so disappointing.
Yeah.
No, but I really like them. They're really buttery and nice. So
yeah, they are nice.
But yeah, are you a yo-yo or a melting moment?
I'm a yo-yo only because mum made yo-yos.
Yeah.
But I think when you buy them, Squish, they're melting moments.
They kind of look like a yo-yo though, so I suppose.
Mm.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you're going to have to scroll back on the Sheet She Care About feed and find a photo. Yeah. Anyway, Luce, what was your comment?
It was on the tweet that said, thankfully gas prices can never go above $9.99 since most of the signs only have three digits. And then someone commented the smartest thing ever. Can go up to $999 though. Like, duh!
Yeah, of course, Lucy.
We are all idiots though, because they got so many likes on Twitter and shit. I'm surprised that he didn't get ratioed on Twitter, because, like, seriously, I'm such a dick. Of course, 9.99. You can just move that decimal point.
Hopefully, it doesn't ever get to that stage, because.
But I mean.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, with the state of the world, Squish. Who knows? Anyway, I feel like that might be a good place to leave it, Squish.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, I need to go have a drink after that.
I think you do too, Del. So, everyone, before we go, please, 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 if you can, donate to Kids Can. It's $15. It helps to feed a kid for a whole week. Also, if you want to do something to help with the abortion fuckery that's happening over in the States, you can read the daily newsletter. I've got lots of resources in there. Also on our Instagram, I have a highlight called Roe v. Wade. Plenty of ways you can help over there. Squish, you go and enjoy the rest of your time in the States. You're going to be back with us in Aotearoa soon.
Oh, well, this is my last podcast from over here. So once you, next week when you hear me, I'll be back upside down again.
Oh, that's funny. Can't wait. All right, team. See you later.
See ya.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.